Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mike, you know I love when we have you on, if there is a story that is a behind-the-scenes intrigue story. Those are my absolute favorite ones to dig into with you, even more so than anything Aaron Rodgers related. So it's got to be a real big deal to bump Rodgers off the marquee for the first thing I want to ask you. I know. But this race you had with Pablo Torre about this holy grail of documentation that the NFL and the NFLPA did not want to see the light of day. I'll give the summary for people that aren't familiar. Essentially, it proves that the quote here, that's the money quote from Christopher Droney, the system arbitrator, quote, "There is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contracts at the March 2022 annual owners meeting," end quote. First off, can you, for people that hear that and their eyes glaze over a little bit, in the simplest terms, why should people care about this? Why is this such a big deal?
Well, the NFL got caught with its hand in the collusion cookie jar. And like all stories of dysfunction do, this one begins with the Cleveland Browns. Because it was Cleveland's decision to give Deshaun Watson a five-year fully guaranteed contract that caused the league to freak out. Here's why. In two prior collective bargaining agreement negotiations, 2011 and 2020, the players tried to get fully guaranteed contracts for everyone. The league fought them off. So the league didn't want the teams to start giving piecemeal what they had collectively managed to get the union to back off on. So when Watson gets his fully guaranteed contract, the message to the teams is hold the rope. The message to the teams is don't be the next one to give a fully guaranteed contract. Now, it wasn't in those terms, but that was the point. The Management Council, which is the group that is responsible for herding the 32 cats that are the NFL's owners, with the blessing of the commissioner, they told the owners at the March 2022 annual meeting, just days after the Watson deal, watch it with the guarantees. And the arbitrator found that, but then then he found that they didn't actually do it, which is, I will submit to you, the equivalent of catching the kid with his hand in the cookie jar. He's got crumbs all over his shirt. He's got a mouthful of cookie, but he tells you, I didn't eat a cookie, and you believe him. That is what the arbitrator did.
How is an arbitrator, you got to be a smart person, I would imagine, to be in that position. There's a lot of complicated maybe stuff you're reading through and hearing, right, and testimony or whatever. How then, in your description, does a guy who's got to be smart enough to handle that job find, oh, that person with a mouthful of cookie, they didn't eat the cookie. How does that, it's like a Jedi mind trick that was played.
Because he's smart enough to keep the job, and that's where this is a version of reality that breaks from the way things should be. These cases should be resolved in court. Now, this is part of a collective bargaining agreement, and they come up with this dispute resolution procedure so that the management never has to go to court and have a jury decide. I would submit to you there is nothing wiser than the collective wisdom of a jury and the ability to explain to a jury in very common terms and get them to understand examples like the cookie thing. Like, with an arbitrator, it's all very buttoned up, and A leads to B leads to C, and the arbitrator can be dismissed on the election of either side at the end of his term. So I just think at the end of the day, the arbitrator wasn't willing to say he's unwilling to accept the testimony of 25% of the league's owners that we didn't eat any cookie, even though the crumbs are all over the place and the chocolate chip stains are on their teeth.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. The Players Association also did not want this to see the light of day. Why? Because it would seem to me it makes the owners look obviously much worse in this whole situation.
Especially since there's a great imbalance in the relationship. If the crap ever hits the fan and there's a work stoppage, the owners are far more willing to let it ride out for a full year than the players. The players don't want to miss a single game check. So you got to use your other tools. And this is something that the union could be and still should be using as a hammer against the NFL. From a PR standpoint, from a legal standpoint, somebody texted me yesterday who understands the workings of everything at the union. It's like, this is something you take to the Department of Justice Antitrust Division and say you should investigate them for other ways they're colluding. There should be calls for the commissioner to resign from the union. This is something where, you know, in a relationship that should be at all times adversarial to some degree. Doesn't mean you fight all the time. But if you're getting along, if labor and management are getting along, somebody's getting screwed. And in this case, the players are getting screwed because their union leadership did not take this thing and get every ounce of mileage it could out of it. And the simplest reason why, there's two. One, there's a belief that the new executive director who didn't file this, he's trying to avoid anything that feels like litigation. He's about compromise and negotiation. But secondly, J.C. Treader, who was the NFLPA president, is now an executive there, and people in the union believe he wants to become the next executive director. He said some unkind things about Russell Wilson when Wilson didn't do a fully guaranteed contract, and they didn't want that to come out because it's not a good look, yada, yada. It's a hell of a bad reason to hide this thing from your rank and file membership, all because you want to protect one of your executives from embarrassment.
Naturally, it all comes back somehow to Mr. Unlimited himself. Somehow he finds himself in the middle of this. Mike, just an editorial here on your part, because I do want to ask you about Rodgers. And Mike Florio is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Why do you I think this is obviously getting a ton of traction in like the avid NFL, maybe media community and some avid NFL fans. People like me are obviously very interested in this. Why do you think sometimes stories like this don't resonate the way maybe we on the inside who cover the league to one degree or another think that they should, with the casual fan who's flopping down on the couch every day to every Sunday to watch 11 straight hours of football?
I think because most people don't want their enjoyment of football to be disrupted by things other than football, and they don't want to be reminded it's fundamentally a business. You know, when I was a kid and I was a big pro wrestling fan and my dad was trying to tell me it was fake, I'd get pissed at him even though I knew he was probably right. The same thing happens with football fans. When you try to tell them, hey, it's ultimately a business, and that owner that's telling you he's trying to win a Super Bowl is just trying to get you to show up and give him your money. It's all a business. It's all they care about at the end of the day. Yeah, they'd like to win a trophy so they can have bragging rights with their buddy as they're floating around on their super yachts, but they're just taking you for every dollar they can get. And this is an example of how it is. It's all about leverage. It's about money. It's about power. And it's hard to get fans interested. But I've been amazed because I can't keep track of all the requests I've gotten the past 2 days. Now, it's slow, which helps. But people who have radio shows and podcasts, they want to talk about this. I think they understand it's a big deal. I think it's the biggest sports legal ruling since the baseball collusion case of 94.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's a mouthful given
some... And it was hidden for 5.5 months.
Well, that's a mouthful to say that last part, and I would trust your judgment, of course, more than mine, just when you think of some of the NCAA stuff that's happened with name, image, and likeness. So it sounds like you think that there's a chance,
professional
though.
Professional sports.
Okay, pro sports.
Professional sports.
Okay. I mean, I'm...
You're right.
See me, the guy who's a lot more cynical about this than I was, say, 20 years ago when I was but a half-drunk college student watching these games, I kind of want to see fireworks here, and I hope there's more on that front coming, but... We'll see.
And there may be. Look, I was told yesterday that multiple players are talking to folks about what their options are, and the league could have issues here. The union could have liability to the players for hiding this thing because there's a 50-day window to file a grievance of your own. If there's a player out there who says, hey, I wanted a fully guaranteed contract and I didn't get one, and I see that they told the teams to do it, I'm going to file my own grievance. Because they hit it for 5.5 months, the 50-day window's expired. That guy's screwed. That guy could now sue the union for duty of fair representation breach and say, you owe me what I would have gotten from the league. So this thing could get ugly if the players choose to make it so.
Before we let you go, Mike, I would be remiss if I did not bring an Aaron Rodgers topic to the table. He goes on Pat McAfee yesterday, says he is pretty sure this is it. That's why he signed a one-year deal. I want to go out with joy and happiness and love in basically admiration and celebration of my own lengthy NFL career. What's your read on what this might mean for how things go with the Steelers this year, given that he's not thinking about anything else but this year and then it's all over for him, at least in his own words it will be?
I keep going back to his words. It's pretty much sure. He's pretty sure it's his last year. I mean, anyone would have said that. We're pretty sure it's his last year. Okay, fine. My concern goes back to something I may have said to you guys earlier. He shouldn't be doing McAfee this year. He should. He said also in the conversation that once he's retired, he's disappearing. He's gone. We'll never hear from him again. Then why are we hearing from him now?
Because he chose to be in the public eye. He spent 41 minutes trying to thread the most unbelievable needle imaginable.
Yeah, just be quiet, show up for training camp, do your Wednesday and post-game press conferences. Don't do McAfee. Don't do anything if you truly aren't interested in attention. He is the guy who wants attention under a very specific set of circumstances. He doesn't want to go out in the street and say, hey, everybody, look at me. Right? He doesn't want to wear the flashy jewelry and drive the flashy car. He wants to be a mystery. He wants to be not around, and he knows in his absence and in his silence, people will talk about him. So bah, that's all I'll say.
Bah.
As my dad would say, to quote my dad, bah.
I don't think there's a better exit point for us than you saying bah to Aaron Rodgers. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. We always enjoy it. Talk to you next week, Mike.
See you, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.